Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When we look at some of the atrocities that are happening, and it feels like they're almost happening on a weekly basis now, these mass shootings, right? We just had one a couple weeks back in Pittsburgh. At a synagogue. I mean, just horrible, horrible things are going on. And we keep looking at these questions as to why it's happening and these arguments around, do we outlaw guns? Do we outlaw assault weapons? What do we do? How do we fix this problem? How do we control the problem? And I think one of the questions we should be asking ourselves is how did we get ourselves into this, where this is becoming a thing? And I have to think that part of it comes from exposure to things as we're growing up. And when you think about the exposure, talking about exposure, think about most of the television shows and movies that are out now, where you see just mass violence in so much of what we're watching right now. And I like a good cop show as much as anybody, but you've got to think that with so much exposure to this, it's got to have an effect, right? Because in life in general, you know, what you put your attention to shows up often. And I always give the example of a car. If you're shopping for a car, and let's say the car you're shopping for is an Acura TL. As you drive around, if you're shopping for an Acura TL, you're going to see them all over the road. You're going to see them show up in commercials, and you're just going to be, because you're heightened to it, right? So it shows up more in your life. You see it. I can't help to think that if you look at what's happening in the world, as we sit and we expose ourselves to all these movies and television shows, and by the way, the news is another one where you hear about one and all of a sudden, you know, people put it in their consciousness and all of a sudden it starts to happen more and more. We're tuned into these things, and this isn't a good thing. So the question is how do we fix it? And I don't have the answer to how to fix it. The only thing I can suggest is limit your exposure to it. If you're bringing up children, maybe it's not such a good idea to have them play a lot of video games that are based on killing people. I don't know. I just have to think there's a correlation here somewhere between the amount of exposure we have to things like this in video games, on television, on the internet. I mean, all the stuff that we're dealing with, it's got to have an impact. And when we look at some of the biggest reasons, I'm convinced that that's part of it, because people are being brought up with all this violence in all walks of life, and it's glorified and we watch it constantly. It's got to manifest itself somewhere outwardly, and I think that's exactly what's happening. So rather than focusing on, you know, trying to eradicate things and putting blame on all these different things, what if we just looked at the exposure that we have and blamed that, because that's a big part of what's happening right now? I don't know, I'm not going to continue on the soapbox. It's just one of those things that I think we all have to come to terms with. We think about what's happening, and the question you have to ask yourself is, how much exposure do I have to this stuff? As I said before, if you have a lot of if you're shopping for something, it shows up in your life. If you're paying attention to something, it shows up in your life. And God knows we're paying way too much attention to, you know, what's happening out there with assaults and violence and everything else that we're taking in. And somehow that's going to work its way out. And I think that's a big reason why we're having some of the problems we're having. Mitigate the exposure. I think that's the only answer. And maybe if people stop watching all this stuff, they start producing less of it. And maybe that in and of itself makes things better going forward. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about the exposure that you have to the violence that's on TV, that's in video games, that's on the news. See what you can do to mitigate that exposure, not only for yourself, but for your children if you have them.